This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk to you about one of, I'm sure, our very favorite subjects, the Clintons, the Clinton family that has not a very favorable view of American gun ownership. And as I'm sure all of you listeners know, Hillary Clinton is in serious contention for getting back into the White House. Apparently, the silverware they stole on their way out from Bill's first term has been replaced, so I guess they're going to go back and look for some more. Dr. Jerome Corsi has written a number of books about current topics and challenges, and he's got one out now with a really good title, Partners in Crime. That means we're talking about Bill and Hillary Clinton. Whatever else they are, they seem to be a very effective crime family. And we have elected them to two terms in the presidency. They're seeking to do it again. And hopefully, a lot of people are going to read Dr. Jerome Corsi's Partners in Crime, the book that he's written about the Clinton crime family. Jerry, thanks so much for your tenacity that you've been keeping on subjects like this, and particularly, I think it takes a little bit of guts to write an expose about the Clintons because they have a reputation for playing hardball.
Well, Larry, I've gone after people before, John Kerry with, you know, what I wrote, co-authored with John O'Neill, Unfit for Command, the Swiftboat book against John Kerry. And, of course, I've written several books about Obama, the Obama Nation in 2008, which was a number one bestseller. So I've been here before, and the Clintons, I'm happy to take on with the truth. And the truth is, as I point out in Partners in Crime, that the Clinton Foundation is a criminal organization, and it can be proved through their audited financial statements, which are fraudulent, and their regulatory filings, which are also fraudulent, and that can be proved just like Al Capone went to jail for tax evasion. It's the records and the documents, the numbers.
You know, I think I have a suggested motto that we might sometime, probably at midnight or later, put up on the entrance to their premises, saying pay to play.
Exactly. Well, you know, the interesting thing on this, Larry, too, is I take what I think is even an easier angle to prove than Peter Schweitzer and cold cash. And he's Clinton cash. I mean, he's arguing, you know, that Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, did favors in return for the Clinton Foundation receiving sizable donations to all kinds of rogue actors all over the world, including letting Russia get 20% of our uranium as an asset the corporation that now Russia owns. That's probably all true.
And that is really stunning. Uranium is a very important product, element, ore. And apparently it was nothing to turn over access to, I think you pointed out something like half of the control of half of our uranium in the United States is now in their hands.
Well, and I think you can prove the crime by what they call inurement. Inurement is a criminal offense which involves using a charity for personal enrichment. See, even if we can't, it's hard to prove without the emails, the nexus between the favor being granted, you know, Russia getting the oil and, you know, a rogue actor in Canada and other places paying, you know, hundreds of millions to the Clinton Foundation in donations to get that ore. All you have to do is show that the Clintons filed false financial statements and enriched themselves by running a fraudulent charity, which you can't do. Now, how did the Clintons get to each have $100 million net worth or more, and the only job they've ever held is the Clinton Foundation? Even the outrageous speaking fees do not come to the total of the net worth that they both have. I mean, they've created a $2 billion enterprise in the Clinton Foundation and spent only about 10% of it on charity. That's the crime.
Let's take a step back. This is a couple that started out. She was working at the Rose Law Firm, and he was primarily a politician. He ran for Congress first, got himself elected the Attorney General of the state of Arkansas, and then governor, and then went on to be president. Now, none of those salaries, as you're pointing out, makes you a multi-hundred millionaire.
Precisely. And what I do in Partners in Crime is I take every one of about six scams. For instance, on the India scam, what I show is that the Clintons, you know, there's an earthquake that happens in India, and it's catastrophic. The Clintons rush to the scene. They fly there. They say, we'll raise $100 million to help.
And they may have.
They may have. And then you look at the Clinton financial statements that were filed for the foundation, and $100 million doesn't show up. Yet the Clintons claim they raised the $100 million. Clintons have made a lot of money on this, flying around. And I discovered pass-through accounts in a shell corporation. What Bill Clinton did is he set up WJC LLC under his initials, William J. Clinton, WJC LLC, with a pass-through bank account where the money comes in and goes out. And you never know where it came from or where it's going. That's what money launderers and drug cartels and terrorists do. And the Clintons have now been discovered to have a pass-through account, which makes it easy to divert money from the foundation into their pockets. And apparently, that's what they've been doing for, I think, since the foundation's inception.
Exactly. We're talking now, 16, 17 years.
Right.
And there's a Canadian connection to this that's pretty strong.
Right. Well, I mean, Frank Giustra, who is he started out as a movie guy, and then he was a mining guy. He was the one who started buddying with Bill Clinton and flying Bill Clinton around on his airplane. Again, more favors to the Clintons, this luxury lifestyle, which I doubt the Clintons ever claim on their income tax. And he ends up in Kazakhstan, or one of these countries where, you know, they begin orchestrating this uranium deal. And it's complicated. I explain all the details in Partners in Crime, how they did a reversed acquisition of a company. They end up with a shell mining company. They acquire it. They fund it through this Kazakhstan deal. They sell shares in Canada. Russia gets involved. Russia buys Justra's company. Justra creates a Clinton Foundation in Canada where he puts together bundles of money and pours it into the Clinton Foundation without reporting where it came from. And the amounts of money that are supposedly collected for charity don't jive with what the Clintons report that they received through the Canadian effort. And the end result, it has to come before this committee in the U.S. government, which decides if assets can be purchased by foreign entities, and Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, says, oh, we have no problem giving Frank Justa's company, now owned by the Russians, access to, you know, this huge percentage of U.S. uranium that now Russia owns.
Now, there's a lot to try to keep track of, and one of the things I'm not sure I've managed to keep track of, we do know, I think, a lot of headlines, a lot of stories have made it pretty clear that the Clintons, however it happened, are now worth $100, $200, whatever million dollars. How does that money get to a nonprofit corporation? When we get back from the break, maybe you can tell us if there are any fees that he gets from the foundation or any other consulting arrangements that he might have, because somehow William Jefferson Clinton has done mighty well for an Arkansas pull boy. We're going to be back to talk some more with Dr. Jerome Corsi, his book, Partners in Crime.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, talking today with Dr. Jerome Corsi. He is one of our country's primo researchers, and his latest book, at least the latest one I'm aware of, you write them pretty fast, Jerry, I'm not sure, but the latest one that I've read is Partners in Crime.
That's the latest one. That's it.
Okay.
And sometimes that is how the Clintons monetize the White House for their personal profit. And that's what the book is all about.
That puts it kind of well. You can think of, you know, we have Obama decorating the White House with different colored lights, the gay multicolored flag, this color for that event and whatnot. I would say a suitable color for the Clinton White House would be green.
I would think that's good.
But not environmental green either.
No, I'm thinking
of U.S. banknote.
If you look at the color of, you know, on my book, it's kind of a sickly green, which was that whole theme for Partners in Crime.
Yes, it is.
And you know, Larry, I worked with a brilliant analyst, Charles Ortel in New York, who I've known for years. And Charles, probably something like 20 articles on Charles's work in WND, and it forms a good part of the book. Charles is a Wall Street analyst who has done things like really basically taken down GM and other major corporations by his analysis of their financial reports. And Charles, on his website, charlesortel.com, I believe it is, has published a series of reports which he went through with a fine-tooth comb the audited financial statements of the Clinton Foundations and their various entities since inception and the regulatory filings, and proved, you know, first of all, in many cases, the Clinton Foundation was established to build the Clinton Library, and it morphed into these other charitable, you know, we're going to go do good around the world to solve AIDS.
In my notes, I use that same word, morph. Now, yes. Gun Owners of America has a foundation, Gun Owners Foundation,
right,
and its primary defense of gun owners that are being set upon by government prosecutors, all in violation of the Second Amendment, and appellate work is critical when a case won or lost is going into appeal, and it may end up in the Supreme Court. We want to make sure it gets there with the right issues being raised before the court. So it's not now just a defense of somebody in a courtroom. The issue that we're normally involved in is making sure that the Second Amendment is properly presented. That's not really the kind of foundation work I see being done at the Clinton Foundation. And yet I'm very familiar, because of our work,
right,
with what you can do and what you cannot do with a foundation. You're given a government privilege of not paying taxes on a certain income, most of the income that you get from your contributors. And so because of that, you're supposed to do what you said you would do when you got your approval from the IRS to operate, in our case, as a litigating foundation for the Second Amendment, for gun owners. You don't see what you see with the Clinton Foundation. And you point this out in the book, how now you see it, now you don't. It starts out, it's the Clinton Presidential Foundation, and then all of a sudden, it's the Clinton Family Foundation.
And it's all of a sudden the Clinton Initiative, and it's the Clinton Health Initiative. And never do the Clintons get, you know, through this initial period of operation for maybe 10 years, they never get another authorization letter from the IRS that allows them to raise tax-favored money on any of these other purposes. They just
now, that will guarantee you that if we tried something like that, if we tried getting involved in AIDS relief in some foreign country, as the Clintons have, we'd be getting a knock on the door.
Right.
That's just the way the world works for most people.
Yeah. And then they create these different corporate structures. Like at one point, the Clinton Health Initiative, which is supposed to be doing, you know, combating AIDS in Africa, is a part of the Clinton Foundation. But then, no, it's a separate entity, separately constituted. And then you know, the found, but yet, even though it's separately constituted, the accounting still puts, consolidates all the funds into one category, one bucket. And you can't tell in these lump sum categories, numbers reported, any detail of what constituted that number. So
this is an accountant's nightmare. If we took this mess of numbers that you're describing to our nonprofit accountant who does hardly anything else besides nonprofit accounting, I could just see it now. His head, his eyes would tilt in the back of his head.
Well, in fact, Ortel concluded it was a vast criminal enterprise because there's, it's impossible that they went back to the original receipts or the original records. One of the most startling things, and, you know, what I reported from Ortel's work in his Partners in Crime, and you can see charlesortel.com, he reports it directly, is that for UNITAID, which is this fund that's created in Europe through the United Nations in Geneva, which is the Clintons managed to get hold of to pay for HIV, AIDS, drugs in third world countries like Africa, the sums UNITAID says that they give Clintons in no year agree with what the Clintons said they got.
Details. It's so easy to criticize.
A million here, a million there. You know? And then the Clintons went to India and they bought discount AIDS drugs that were defective, wouldn't have cured anybody, and delivered these drugs to Africa through another sub-corporation of the Clinton Foundation in Boston, in South Boston, that nobody knows how many people work at. And there's, we can't figure out, except for Bill Clinton going to Africa and getting a few, you know, shots for his website and other pictures with Bill surrounded by all these Africans, look at the good we're doing. There's no records of how many people were cured by these drugs or how they were distributed or who was paid to distribute them. The foundation financial reporting is negligent on all this detail. And that's, you know, that's the basis of a fraud, besides which Ortel was able to say when they, you know, shifted and reorganized that health organization is part of, no, it's not part of the Clinton Foundation. Well, in the change of financials, they just disappeared, you know, $10 million or $100 million. I mean, they just disappear from the financial statements as one is restated into the other.
And the heartlessness that came out, you have a quote, and I'm trying to find it in my notes, and I can't dig it up right as we're talking, but there was this one reporter, I guess, a gal, that found that, well, you know, the fact that these drugs don't work, it's only blacks that are dying.
Wasn't that incredible?
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't believe that somebody would say that.
And Foundation.
That's sort of the epitaph of what they're doing. Yeah. We're going to be back and talk some more with Dr. Jerome Corsi, Partners in Crime. Folks, we're talking about some pretty big league crime. Stay with us. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Dr. Jerome Corsi about his latest book, Partners in Crime, and it deals with the Clinton scheme to monetize the White House for personal profit. And I must say, at that particular endeavor, the Clinton family is absolutely genius. We were talking about how they are just so devoid of human compassion, even while when there's an earthquake in India or in Haiti, William Jefferson is almost the first on the scene, and his voice is dripping with compassion, and just he feels so sorry for these victims. He's going to raise a lot of money. And, Jerry, as you point out, in when the tragedy hit Haiti, the Billy Boy became kind of the hub of the money that the private money that was going to supposedly, hopefully, intended to help people in Haiti. And apparently it got to the hub, but we're not sure where it went after the Clinton hub.
Well, see, this was Haiti, suffered this horrific earthquake. And Hillary's Secretary of State, so she's in control of all the public money. And Bill flies to Haiti, takes a photo op, gets himself appointed by the UN to be the UN special ambassador, and then gets the Haiti government to let him head the commission that decides how to spend the relief money. as hundreds of millions pouring in, the Clinton Foundation saying, you know, send us the money. We'll help the people in Haiti. You know, like nothing gets, the people are still in miserable conditions, living in shanty towns, and all this money is unaccounted for and gone, missing through the Clinton Foundation
the
channel.
The country still looks like the earthquake happened last week. It's stunning. We're talking about almost a decade later.
I once had this cat, and the cat decided that this best deal was, we had a birdhouse outside the house, and the cat, the birdhouse was big enough, the cat actually got itself inside the birdhouse.
Talk about the fox and the chicken coop.
That was going to be a good way to catch birds. Well, the Clintons were inside the birdhouse. and the birds never got to the people who, you know, had needed the relief. The Clintons got it all. And, you know, they did it with, again, their friends, all these criminal, you know, they did this one with a guy from Ireland. And, the money coming from Ireland to Haiti is also unaccounted for, doesn't show up in the Clinton financials. This is a repeating story. And
not just Ireland, but you point out two, three other countries in Europe. And
right,
this is gone.
It's Dublin. You have an Irish guy coming down and bragging about all the money that the Ireland is giving. And then they build this luxury hotel, you know, on part of the island that was not hit by the earthquake. That will never be used by the people. It will only be used by the global elite flying into Haiti for a convention. And, you know, they brag about all the good they're doing. They build a textile plant that it is a flop, a failure, does not employ the 50, 60,000 people it's supposed to employ. They're supposed to build homes that don't get built. Then the Clintons, in chapter after chapter, the money is stolen by criminal corporations the Clintons work with. And then I find, as I do the research, that the Clintons often get back-channel stock options from these companies that they're helping.
Mm-hmm.
Again, mm-hmm. off the books, not part. But you're not supposed to use a charitable foundation so that only 10% of the money ever gets spent on the charity. All the
if
rest
of that were what Gun Owners Foundation did, we'd have been out of business a long time ago.
Oh. But see, the IRS does not investigate the Clintons because they're to the left, and the IRS has been so politicized under the Clintons and the Obamas that anybody on the left gets a pass for any criminal activity they want to do. But anybody on the right that's even trying to do a legitimate job just because, you know, Second Amendment or, you know, gun anything, that gun rights appears in the name, you get scrutinized, you know, to the detail.
Pretty closely.
Or you don't get a tax exemption to begin with. You don't get certified as a tax exempt foundation, a 501c to begin with. And this partisan running of the tax code, I think, is what has Americans up in arms. But it was key to the Clintons using this foundation to go from zero net worth to 200 million or more net worth. And building an empire that looks like a $2 billion empire, including $1 billion of it, funneled off into their various political campaigns.
Now, you know, let's have a little compassion now for the Clintons. And you actually point to it in Partners in Crime. The legal bills that the Clintons had must have been staggering, tens of millions of dollars. You know, bimbo eruptions don't get smoothed over for nothing.
The Clintons, when they left the White House, Clinton had to pay $875,000 to one of the women who claimed that he'd raped her, and that was as a settlement over which, you know, you don't settle a case for $875,000 when you weren't guilty. I mean, I can't imagine it. And secondly, he lost his law license in Arkansas. This was the Paula Jones case, where he basically more lies, more, you know, lying.
Even a court wouldn't accept all those lies, and he lost his license because of his lies.
Precisely. And also, the woman who accused him said, this man, Bill Clinton, raped me. And, you know, instead of being able to successfully defend that case, the Clintons settled it for $875,000 plus their legal fees, So they have all these millions of dollars in legal fees. Of course, on his way out the door, Bill Clinton also pardons Mark Rich, you know, another criminal who had been selling, working with the Iranians, despite the embargo, and had been living outside the United States to avoid criminal prosecution. I mean, this was a guy who really belonged in jail. Then again, the Clintons get paid, the pardon gets issued, becomes a big deal. So the Clintons say, we have this foundation here for the library. Why don't we just start doing global good? You know, an earthquake happened. Well, an earthquake is a grifter's dream. You know, on the misery, you raise money, which you then pocket.
And now, let's focus on that a minute, because it was something I hadn't picked up on in the news. But because of the prolonged devastation that was not addressed, there was not any kind of meaningful cleanup, reconstruction. There was a massive cholera attack sometime following the earthquake. The misery just won't quit, and they don't give a rip.
They don't care. The same as it is in India, where they have the same kind of a scam and an earthquake and exploit it, raise the money. The earthquake victims in India never get it. The earthquake damage doesn't get repaired. The people live in squalor and misery. And these are the issues where the Clintons are like grifters and exploiting it. And it can be discovered and proven through the financial statements and the regulatory reports, which, you know, are showing partners in crime. And Charles Ortel's research, a Wall Street analyst, validates, was fraudulent from the get-go. It's completely irresponsible accounting that is accepted without scrutiny by the IRS.
One of the things that occurred to me, and I see my note, that after the Gujarat earthquake in India back in 1997, and your account of how they were just skimming la-di-da so many millions of bucks along the way, no wonder the Democrats have this happy theme song. Happy days are here again. So every time somebody is suffering, man, that's happy days.
Precisely. A great opportunity for gain.
Yeah, these are business opportunities. These are not human suffering events. Talking with Dr. Jerome Corsi about his latest book, Partners in Crime. Guess who we're talking about? The Clinton Crime Family and Foundation. It's easier to refer to it as a foundation, but it's several entities. We'll be back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Dr. Jerome Corsi, and his latest book, Partners in Crime, is a chronicle. It gives you the facts in case you thought the vast right-wing conspiracy Clinton family that's so dedicated to addressing human misfortune. Well, your concern about that would be the same as concern about vultures. Vultures come in just as soon as tragedy has happened and clean up the flesh that might still be around. That seems to be the pattern of the partners in crime. If there's something terrible that happens, earthquakes in India or in Haiti or some other kind of disaster, man, the Clintons are right there. And mentioned it already, but it struck me that Clinton saw the Haiti disaster, and probably as he had seen other similar disasters, an opportunity to become the funding hub for monies that would be coming from stupid governments abroad, a couple of Scandinavians, among others, Ireland, and private donors sending money, their hearts broken, seeing pictures of massive suffering in Haiti. It was just stunning, the devastation that had occurred. Well, and Dr. Corsi, I'm not sure that they couldn't raise the same amount of money again by taking pictures of the devastation and saying, look, we've still got work to do.
Well, they got themselves hugely wealthy, $2 billion empire, when Hillary was Secretary of State. Think of how much money the grifter, you know, Clinton crime partnership can get once she's in the White House. I mean, it's going to be.
It boggles the imagination.
And what I'm pointing out, the key to the Partners in Crime book is that any state attorney general can shut down the Clinton Foundation internationally. And I end the book by giving the readers the list of the attorney generals and sample complaints. See, the point is, if you contributed a dollar to the Clinton Foundation, you've got standing to say, my dollar went into enormous. It went into enriching the Clintons. I was defrauded criminally, because I thought I was giving this money for AIDS to combat AIDS in Africa, or I was giving this money to combat an earthquake in Haiti. So any individual group of people or individual or lawyers or however people want to organize. I want to start reporting on this as the book gets out there. But want to start a state action, in a state where you've got an attorney general that will listen to you. You can get one state attorney general just to begin a criminal investigation.
Yes.
And shut down the foundation, saying that until this criminal investigation is finished, I'm not going to let anybody be defrauded internationally or have my citizen here have the opportunity that some international part of this foundation and as many manifestations is going to steal their money.
That, I think, would be a very strategic move, and as far as I can tell, it would be a very plausible way to try to get some sort of control and accountability of what's been going on.
Right, because we can't demand it, Larry, of the IRS, because the IRS, being so politicized, it's like, you know, the Department of Justice and even the FBI, you know, basically saying, oh, well, Hillary may have been, you know, extremely careless with her emails, you know, with secrecy information and a private server that could obviously be hacked. But that's okay. She's too important to be prosecuted. You know, we don't think any prosecutor could win this case because of all the things she's done for the country. Yeah, well, that's great. I mean, here again, you've got the same thing where if this were taken to the IRS or the Department of Justice, they would... We wouldn't give you the time of day because of the partisan nature with which the Democrats are running the IRS these days.
Right.
But a state prosecutor, we can find a state prosecutor, a state attorney general, who is yet honest, that will take a hard look at the Clinton Foundation with a complaint filed that demands action. We can publicize that. I mean, certainly some group of citizens or citizens can find a sympathetic lawyer and use the sample complaints that are in Partners in Crime with a list of attorneys general and go find one to listen to them.
I thought that was an extremely unique feature of your book, Partners in Crime. It details the case, state by state, case by case, entity by entity, and then you provide the tools for actually having some accountability. That's why I'm concerned about your safety. You're too practical.
I appreciate that, Larry, but, you know, what I want to have happen is I want people to use the information in the book, which gives you chapter and verse as to how the fraud was conducted in the financial statements and the regulatory filings, what the Clintons did to, you know, exploit misery, AIDS, earthquakes, etc. Use that information, look at the sample complaints in the book, find your attorney general in the state, which is in the appendix, get a complaint in front of them, work with other citizens, work with other lawyers in the state. A state, any given state, can close down the Clinton Foundation internationally and demand a criminal investigation conducted by that state.
Now, one of the things that has occurred to me is that if we don't do this, if we don't find this way that you're suggesting, which seems very practical and very feasible, to at least slow down this incredible skimming, money skimming machine, the Clintons have produced a successor, Chelsea, their 30-year-old daughter, who seems to be made out of the same mold as Mama. From the reports that you've had and others I've seen, she's just as nasty as Mama, which means she's probably pretty dangerous. And here she is involved in this, quote, charitable work, learning exactly how you skim all this money, crying about all the poor people that are suffering and making sure that millions go into your own pocket. The daughter has, she's her mother's daughter.
That's right. Happy to take, what, $600,000 or $800,000, whatever the fee was, that humongous salary from, what, McKinsey or one of the consulting firms because she was a Clinton. When she comes out of, you know, gets her first degree, she's suddenly getting the high six-figure salary in Wall Street. Happy to take it. Doesn't answer calls. Have to go through her assistant. Was she 22 years old? I mean, you know, this is what she's going to be when she's 62.
You know, what a prodigy. Oh, yes, what a future.
And it's a model for Obama to follow, Larry. Obama could, or any, you know, rogue public figure.
Well, I hadn't even thought of that. The president has two daughters that are rather younger than Chelsea.
Right.
Oh, my. Are we ever, if we don't deal with this now, then that's a real prospect that they're going to have studied the Clinton crime family model. And
the Clintons got away with it. They're getting away with it. I mean, these annulment laws were written. And I've researched and seen the, you know, the Department of Justice, if you run a $10,000 scam over a local, you know, flood, they're probably going to come and get you. But if you're the Clintons and you run a $2 billion scam internationally, you know, delivering defective drugs on AIDS, not building homes you were supposed to build for earthquakes.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day. Good work. You know, run for president.
Yeah, right. Because then as president, you'll have control over the prosecutorial arm of the federal government, thus making sure that this marvelous money-making apparatus doesn't hit any bumps in the road.
Precisely.
What a business model.
And Bill Clinton has said he's going to continue giving speeches. He's going to continue running the foundation. You know, Hillary signed this agreement when she became Secretary of State negotiated with Congress, the whole deal where she was not going to confuse or combine the Clinton Foundation with official State Department business. Now we've got tons of emails that are to the Clinton Foundation officials, Teneo, or related corporation, where Clintons do get not only fees, they get all kinds of compensation from this whole family and network of, you know, foundations and related corporations advising companies. It's a whole scheme where the Clintons make money every way they turn on a supposedly charitable activity that is really run for their personal gain and profit, utilizing the White House as their vehicle. It's a grifter's dream come true. No grifter ever thought of a better scheme than this.
Well, I'm afraid you've told us what's going on. Now it's up for us to do something. Again, back of the book in Partners in Crime, you'll find a list of state's attorneys general. If you've sent, or maybe in the near future, will have sent a contribution to one of the Clinton foundations, take action. The roadmap is there. Jerry Corsi, thanks so much for what you've done.
Great pleasure, Larry. Thank you.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.